Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Again, I take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner. We've got a great show lined up for you here in a few minutes. We'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to us here on WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country, where we come to you live and in living color on your radio dial, broadcasting throughout the world from our big tower out at Midway, just close to Mollis, Tennessee. And I know we've got quite a few fans up in Kentucky listening to us and some of all the other areas around, and it's always a pleasure being able to come into your home here on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And of course we got a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock, and these shows get streamed on the Del Hall Horizon newspaper site, so just all kinds of opportunities to listen to this public service and great radio show that you're fixing to be presented here in a few minutes, hopefully. But we will, I think the football coach is on his way up here in a few minutes. We're going to be talking about the upcoming football season here at Clay County High School. And, of course, we just finished up with our big celebration last weekend. Here comes the coach in now. Somebody's went out the room, knocked on the door, and told him to wake up.
Sorry about that.
That's what they always said about us coaches. When we didn't do anything but just sleep when we wasn't in the gym or out on the football
field. Have our feet up, yeah, relax a little bit.
Of course, we're going to begin by thanking all the folks who make this show possible here each Thursday morning, that being the three-star committee and the Chamber of Commerce and all the fine folks that advertise here. And you're telling you folks not to take all your money to cook. We'll spend some of it here in Salina and keep our folks going here and doing a pretty good job. Looks like we've had a couple of log trucks already go through this morning. It's always nice to hear them come through the square here.
Absolutely.
And just be careful when you walk across the street. But we're working on our bypass here to get them to go around town and get all everybody looking to stop by and spend some money with us to come on downtown and do that. So that's coming. It probably won't be in the next day or two, but got that coming up. But Coach Bruce Lamb is here with us this morning, and he's going to tell us a little bit about last year a little bit. We'll reminisce a few minutes, and then we're going to talk about this year's football season coming up, which is right now upon us here. I think got a jamboree with this weekend, or was that last week?
That was last week.
Last weekend.
It's for real. It's for
that. Okay, so yeah, we'll talk about the trip up the mountainside. We will be back. I want to remind everyone we've got our birthday prize to give away. We'll read the names about halfway through and then give that away toward the end of the show. And let's see, we might have a couple more things to talk about before we let Coach Lamb start, but we'll be right back in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone back here to the Clay County this corner this morning. Got Coach Lamb here with us. We're, like I said, talking football. I want to remind everybody we've got big cruise in around the square this weekend. The Canton Lodge is having one of their summer cruises this weekend, so come out and join them. I think everything this weekend's free, so you can't beat the price. And they usually have some good recorded music going, and I think they've got some giveaways. So it'll be a good weekend here around the square again this weekend. And folks are all the time complaining they just ain't nothing doing, Salina. And most of a whole lot of folks will come by and somebody, their neighbor or something, told them about something going on. Well, I didn't know nothing about that, so I don't know how we get the news to them. We back years ago when we had the old county fire out in Moss, we had a guy that kind of, he was the rodeo clown or something. He was Uncle Bobo. And he had a 1952 Chrysler, big old four-door car, and had a big bullhorn speaker on top of it. In the week of the fire, before, he would drive all over the county with his big bullhorn speaker announcing to folks, county fire starts next Monday night. Come on out.
I think we do that again.
Yeah, we may have to. good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Good morning.
And I guess the first thing... You know, I guess just a full rundown, proper introduction of yourself. Let's go back when your coaching season started. Like we were talking earlier, that first time I remember seeing Bruce, he was playing junior high basketball for Coach Gary Strong over at Cookeville High School, and I have known him and watched him play basketball all the way through high school, and then I know he went on and maybe played a little football somewhere or another. And
yes, sir. Yes,
kind of tell us a little bit about all that stuff. Just kind of introduce yourself and how you wound up here in Clay County. I mean, there's an interesting story there, too.
Yes, it is. I'm originally from Cookeville. Played ball for Coach Strong in eighth grade.
Well, now, you with Lamb Enterprises over there?
No, sir. My father was the road commissioner for 20 years.
The Lamb folks, they were an oil distributor or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I probably wouldn't be in teaching if I had that kind of money. But I'm from there and graduated there in 1987. Went on and played football at Tennessee Tech. Graduated there and took a job at Livingston Academy and coached there for a few years. Met my wife there. She was a Donna White, and we've been married 28 years now. And then got two kids, and I've coached, took them along. You know, they've been with me every step of the way. Been in White County, been to Cookeville, and went back to Livingston Academy. And then, in 2021, I took the year off from coaching. I was the head coach at Livingston County for 13 years. I took that year off. Donna and I were going to follow our youngest daughter, Keely, to go to Norway. She went to play professional basketball there. But with COVID, they wouldn't let us go. So I just taught and took the year off, and then got a call from Johnny Rich. And Johnny Rich said the coaching job was open down here and asked me if I would come down and talk to Miss Tia, and I did. And we hit it off, and, you know, Miss Monroe and I, we hit it off, and it's been great ever since, and enjoyed every minute of it.
Okay, we'll talk about last year's team, but last year's team wasn't the first team that you'd ever been associated with that was a state playoff team.
No, sir. 2005, we went 5-5 in the regular season and kind of hit our stride in the playoffs, and when I was at Liberty City Academy, and we won the state championship in 3A football that year in 2005.
So, you know, you had been there before, but you weren't standing at the middle spot.
Exactly. I coached the offensive line and the linebackers at that time. I used to be the director of schools. Matt Elders was the head football coach.
Right.
Then.
Of course, we're familiar with Matt here.
Yes.
He got recruited over here for a while also.
Yes, Matt does a wonderful
Yes, and also, you know, with that, let's do just a little rundown last year on the season a little bit. I know, I don't know for what reason, if Kevin did a follow-up with you, or if, I know I didn't get to last year, but I think Kevin may have.
I can't remember. I don't remember things like that.
But, you know, let's just talk a little bit about that and kind of that season a little bit.
Because we
need to reminisce before we get
right,
to
absolutely. It's just a phenomenal season. What a great bunch of kids. We had a great coaching staff. I thought that the coaches did a wonderful job, and the kids were just, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything any better. You know, everything we asked them to do, they did it and did it the right way. You know, we were truly blessed. We went 13-2, and losing in Chattanooga to a team that was a very good football team, but we were in it the entire way. We just couldn't capitalize on some of their mistakes, and you know, if we capitalize on them, you know, we're neck and neck with them. But you know, our kids did a great job of lining up and playing football, and you know, I had 9 seniors. 7 of them never came off the field. They played both ways. But all 9 of them started at one position, you know, a different position.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's hard to replace those guys. And, you know, everybody says, how are you going to fill their shoes? And you can't fill their shoes. You just try to you know, do the best you can. You know, those are great young men. And as I told them that last day, that when the season was over, I mean, they'll be legends in this town. You know, they'll be remembered forever for being the first team to ever go to the state championship and do the things that they did.
I mean, I know that, looking back at the season, I think there were a couple of miracle wins in that.
Well, you know, we pulled a few of them together. We should have, or shouldn't have probably, but we did. You know, we played York this week, and we played them week 9 last year, and they went to the semifinals in 2A, and they come down here, and we played really well, probably our best game of the year, and we beat them 44-14, and that was one of their only losses. They didn't lose many, and you know, just something that the kids, they were special. Yeah, they were a special bunch.
Okay, and you know, in the York Institute thing, you know, many years ago, we had the Upper Cumberland Conference here before classifications, and of course, York Institute, Salina High School, Smith County High School, Livingston Academy, they were all in a big conference here, and it was, you know, one of the best conferences in the state of Tennessee.
Well, they still, you know, we're all not in the same conference, but they all
play. And they're all still football.
They all play well, yes, sir. They're good football teams.
And, we always, in football and basketball, enjoyed that bus ride up to Jamestown, Tennessee.
I don't know what's wrong with you enjoying that bus ride. It's terrible. I'm trying to think of ways to get around to go on that curvy road, but, you know, I'm afraid our kids might get sick, but we'll figure out a way.
I know with the basketball boys were fairly tough, but sometimes when we were going up there into a basketball game, you'd look back and he's one of the girls' basketball players, not demeaning the being sexist or anything, but you'd see one of them holding their hands up in front of their mouth, and you know what had happened.
Oh, absolutely.
Going around those sick. And of course, now Coach Staples, there was a big spring on the way up from the side of the road. He always stopped there for everybody to get off and get him a drink of water. going up there.
Water. That's what we need. That's what we need some of that stuff.
But you know, some great trips up there. And I know me and him one night, we were up there playing basketball team, and we were getting beat, and we finally did lose the game. And the director of schools there, then Dr. Doug Young, he come around by, and after the game, he's trying to console me. I guess he said, "Well, I sure don't envy you all this trip off this hillside." I said, "At least we get to make it."
That is true. Absolutely, it's not a fun trip.
Yeah, but all right, we'll take a little short break here. Come back, and we're going to talk about what's coming up, and going to, I guess, talk about this and do a review of who you're playing, when the players you've got that are going to be playing. I know you've got a few names you want to throw out.
Absolutely.
We always like to do that.
And
try not to forget anyone.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Coach Bruce Lamb here. Now let's talk about what's coming up for us this season.
Well, you know, we go to York this week in Jamestown, and they're a really good football team. Made the semifinals last year, and you know, got almost everybody back. And so it's going to be very tough, and it's a tough game to start off with. And, you know, we have a new schedule. We got some new opponents this year, and we played Monterey, we played Portland, we played Trousdale County, and teams that we didn't play last year. And I've been asked several times, why is our schedule so tough? But, you know, when you go 13-2, make the state championship, nobody wants to play you. And I just had to pick some people that would play us and wasn't too far away. So We got those guys, and we got Tompkinsville and, you know, different people. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting schedule. It's a little different, but, you know, our kids are, you know, it'll make them better for the playoffs because it's a tougher teams, and it's going to be, by the time we get playoff time, we should be playing our best football. And, you know, I hope that helps us in the long run.
Well, you know, you don't get better playing against people that aren't
absolutely
as good as you are every week.
Absolutely.
What you get is cocky.
Exactly. You get brought down a notch every now and then. Yes, sir.
And then when one of those guys comes along and you don't know how to act.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's good for us to play those new guys in that tougher schedule. We average, I think, everybody except for our region games are teams that are bigger than us. So, you know, Portland, I think, is a 5A school. You know, we got a 3A school, so everybody's a little bigger than us.
Okay, and what about Trousdale County? I mean, are they still in the region? Or?
They're not in the region. They're actually a 2A school now.
Okay.
We're single A, and, you know, no matter what their record is, they're Trousdale County.
Right.
You know, they're going to be good. So.
Right. And, of course, that's a traditional.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of tradition there.
All the way back.
Yes, sir.
Okay, of course, now our region this year.
Yes, sir, our region stays the same. We have Joe Burns that will come in. They got a whole new coaching staff. Don't know a whole lot about them. I know they got some good players back. The running back is back. We play Red Bull and Springs. Red Bull and Springs is much improved over the last few years. They got a kid playing quarterback. He's about 6'4", left-handed kid, throws the ball really well. I saw them play some 7-on-7, and they got a lot of athletes on the outside, so they'll be throwing it left and right on us. So, you know, we got to be prepared for that. And then we finish up with, you know, the powerhouse of Gordonsville. And, you know, usually that determines who the winner of the region is, and, you know, hopefully it will again.
Okay, now who are our region members this year again?
Just those three.
Those three? Just four?
Yes, sir, just four of us.
So it's automatic qualifying tournament?
Automatic, yes, sir. Pickett County decided to play a football season outside of the TSAA, so they're not in our region.
So they're trying to actually maybe do a little rebuilding. Or
absolutely.
I guess it's getting close to decision time.
Yes, sir. I think that next year they have to make a decision. I believe that's correct.
Yeah, I know they have. I think they have done that before, and
yes, sir.
And they have been kind of responsible for not playing some games the past few years where they
didn't. Yes, sir. As a forfeit, I think last year. I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So we still got our ten team schedule.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's going to be interesting. We play our last three are on the road, so our senior night comes very early this year, and that's just the way the schedule worked out. And we'll play our last three on the road, and I think that's Red Bull and Trousdale and Gordonsville, so they're all three on the road.
Got to go down there.
Yes.
And I know, you know, the teams that you mentioned there, like Portland, I mean, that's not a new name on our schedule. We have played them over the years, if you look back historically, back many years ago.
And they're good. They're real good.
They have been.
They got a lot to choose from, a lot more than we do. So.
Yeah. Okay. I tell you what, that's do we want to talk about each one of those just a little bit? And I know we've talked about the Portland bunch.
Right. We got Portland. We got Tompkinsville.
Okay, now Tompkinsville. That's one we, for many years ago, we played. I mean, that was a bloodshed game a lot of times.
It may be again this year. I've never played them before as a coach, so I don't know a whole lot about them. I just know it's a cross the river game, and we've talked about being a coming river matchup, and you know, we've talked about doing little things with that, and coach is awesome up there, and really enjoy talking to him, and they got him down here this year, so I think that'll be an interesting game. We go to Monterey, and Monterey's a good football team
that's
there.
Historically,
that's a 2A school. That'll be a good matchup. Westmoreland is here next Friday. And, you know, that's one of the teams that beat us last year. It beat us 20-19, and we had a shot to win at the end of the game and didn't. But, you know, that made us, I think it made us, brought us back down to the ground a little bit, you know, when we lost to them, and it really helped our season. So, you know, we kind of owe them one, so we might need to, you know, beating us last year, so we might need to do that. But, to take care of that thing. And you got, you know, then you got the Portlands and, you know, Joe Burns, Red Bull, and so on. So it's going to be a great year, I believe. I think our kids will get better as the season goes along. You know, I've got a lot. I've got 13 seniors, and that's, which is a lot, a whole lot for us. And, you know, don't have a whole lot of starters back, but, you know, a lot of older kids, but with a little less experience than what we had last year. So.
Okay, and with the Tompkinsville, which is now what, Monroe County High School.
Yes, sir.
There's a bit of history there. I don't know where you've investigated that or not.
I do not.
But back in the earlier days when one of the Salina High School's greatest football teams was coached by, best I can remember, by a man named Clifton Carter. He was here for a couple, 3 years, coached here, and went to Tompkinsville, Kentucky. He was, I think, actually lived over in Kentucky. And, of course, that really then became a game of
rivalry, yeah.
Yeah. You know, who could beat the other one? Not win, but beat.
I mean, absolutely.
But, you know, lots of history there. And over the years, I know that it was a big game every year. It was one of those games kind of like Livingston Academy and Salina High School,
yes,
with Tompkinsville. And we even played maybe once or twice. We may have played one of those limited man football teams from Gamaya, Kentucky, back many years ago.
Well, that's pretty good.
Was that 7-man or 9-man?
9-man, usually.
9-man,
yes,
football?
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But, you know, there's this so much tradition. I know there were in Putnam County, Monterey and Upperman, they used to kind of be the stepping stones over there.
Yes, sir.
And but over the years, you know, with the transferring between students and kind of like we were in a lot of schools here, there's no school districts where you have to go anywhere.
Correct.
And I know that over the years, Monterey, I think one of the highest scoring football games probably that we ever had was where we beat Monterey. I forgot how many. How many points it was, but
right.
I think Mr. Jerry Fox might have been the quarterback on that team. You know, Mr. Fox
yes,
here
sir.
In town, and but I know we got to the point where I think we were punting on first down to try to hold it down a little bit. But then, and same thing, you know, Upperman for a number of years were in the same district with us in football and basketball, and they had some adequate teams, but you know they weren't what they've been here in the past few years.
Yeah, they're really well. They're really good now. They play really well, and you know they get a lot. And Monterey does too. Get a lot of the kids from the football area that go there because they're not zoned, so they get their pick.
Well, you know, I know Monterey now. They've probably got what about 500-600 kids, and Upperman
yes,
maybe quite a few more than that.
Yes, sir.
But you know the chances are, you know, there's still around a couple of thousand going to Cookeville High School,
yes,
Putnam County, whatever their real name is now. And I know a lot of these athletes, they'll look there and say, you know, I've got a lot better chance of making a team at Monterey or Upperman
right.
than I do here at Cookeville.
Absolutely.
And so that's really shifted the power. And, that happens in a lot of schools. I know up in Cumberland County, Crossville, you know, when there was only one high school up there, you know, they were pretty much a powerhouse in a lot of sports. But once that division comes, it takes a while to recover.
Absolutely.
But, of course, that's one of the things here. We've never had to recover from anything like that. But, I do know, and you'll go along with that, is the consolidation of the school system here, of course, done a whole lot to unite the county. It was a kind of touchy subject for a while.
Absolutely.
But I know you look back to it, at your football team, you get there and thinking, well, hey, if he hadn't been here, what would we have done?
Absolutely.
And that kind of thing in all of our athletics here. It's just made us so much.
Absolutely.
But we've managed to stay close to that cut line and below it and stay in the
yes.
single A.
Yes.
And have you heard any kind of talk about the redistricting or the resizing or doing away with that extra?
Well, I haven't lately. I mean, I think they redo it again after next season. You hear one thing, you know another. You never know what Tista Blake's going to do. You know that. I mean, they're going to do what they want to do, and who knows? Who knows what they'll do?
You know, you kind of look at it from the coaching standpoint, and you think it's somewhere along the line they may come up with, you know, sectional schedules.
Right.
Where, you know, and of course, they're not going to eliminate any playoff games if they can help it.
No, that's where they make their money.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that.
But it's gotten to the point, like, you know, we're talking, it is watered down, especially in single A out at the, in the country schools. And
It is watered down quite a bit. You know, they're going to make their money however they can, and playoffs is what, you know, they make their money, and they get a half of the gate of every playoff game.
You know, I think looking at last year's statistics, did any of the lower seed teams win last year in the first round in football?
You know, I don't know, to tell you the truth.
I don't think there weren't very many, if there were any, and there were so many, you know, those lopsided games.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of a false courage thing there when your kids go out there and beat somebody 50 to nothing, and the next week they come up with somebody else who beat their team 50 to nothing, but they're not quite ready for that. Coach, let's have a short break again.
Okay.
Keep paying for this show. Maybe they'll keep us on for another week or two. And then we're going to come back now, and we're going to start talking about some of the kids we've got coming, the young men we've got coming. We won't call them kids, the young men we've got coming.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I guess before we get too deep into all this, we've got a couple of folks here celebrating this week. We've got one anniversary, Tommy and Coretta Denton. Celebrate their anniversary, and it's somewhere up in the 50s, I know, because they got married about the same time my wife and her husband did many years ago. And then Mr. Silas Key celebrated his 10th birthday, and Mr. Johnny Dale, or Clyde Turner Dale Jr., celebrated the birthday, and Miss Nancy McLean. I think most folks know Miss Nancy from taking photographs at all the athletic programs here for the last little bit. So they're all celebrating a birthday this week, and we'd like to wish them a happy birthday. And toward the end of the show, we'll come up with some highly sophisticated, non-computerized system and choose one of them, and they'll get one of those prizes over at the Clay County Chamber. And with that, Coach, let's talk about player personnel and Coach, how about coaching personnel?
I got Coach Maynard back, Coach Jimmy Maynard, and Coach Mike Dickerson, and Coach Stephen Arms. Those guys are back with me again. Got a couple new ones. Got Coach Dylan Hayes, who actually played for me when I was at Livingston Academy, and actually coached with me there for a while. And he's here now and does a wonderful job, a young guy. And, you know, kids really love him, and he relates to them really well, and I think he's a big asset for us. And then we got Coach Levi Garrett. Levi graduated last year, and he was like a coach on the field all the time. You know, he was like that old soul that come to the sideline. He'd tell us, hey, coach, they're doing this or doing that, and it's always nice to have him around. I thought that he would he'd be a big asset for us because he understands what we do, and he's really good. He was really good on the field last year telling us the things that was going on. So those guys are wonderful.
You know, one interesting name there, and that is Coach Maynard. He was a high school athlete when I started coaching many, many years ago, and he was an outstanding quarterback over in Livingston Academy, and we had our outstanding quarterback and athlete here in Salina, Mr. Bill Napier, and they went head-to-head there for a number of years. I know we played them in junior high basketball because I think we were the only school around that would play them that year because I think Mr. Maynard had maybe he was spending the second year in eighth grade or something or other, and all the other schools, and they had a whole bunch of schools in Overton County, but they all refused to play them. So we played them a couple, three times that year. I don't think we ever did manage to beat them all the way through high school. But he was a thorn in our side the whole time.
He was an exceptional athlete.
He was.
He's a great football coach. I know that.
You know, like I said, you know, and then Bill, he went on down to Georgia and coached down there. And,
yes, sir.
And I know he had a couple, three sons. All of them are coaches, and one of them got a pretty good job now.
Pretty good job right now, yes, sir.
I believe that's down in Florida, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. He's a good one.
I know. But Bill was, you know, probably one of the most courageous young men that I have ever known. I know with Lou Gehrig's disease, I can remember going down there and watching him coach and assistant coach and stuff from a wheelchair and seeing how they'd modify the field and everything where he could work. And you know, he actually coached nearly till he
passed away. Yes, sir.
Till he passed away.
I've met him a few times. He actually came in that 05 season, that, you know, when I was at Livingston Academy.
I think he was assistant coach at Livingston for a little while.
He came and helped us with our offense a little bit, and very knowledgeable and nice fella. He was awesome.
I know all the way through high school, he was always drawing up plays and stuff like that. And
yeah, very, very, very smart young man.
But I do remember one play, and we were playing in the bowl game, and of course Bill had his play all drawn up, and none of them worked, and we dropped back, supposed to punt the ball, and Greg Craig, our running back, decided he didn't want any part of this punting, so he decided to run the ball on fourth down, and he did make it, though, but I thought those two were going to fight on the field. But go ahead now, Coach.
You know, talking about our players, I mean, you know, Coach Steph, I'm blessed to have those guys, but our players, I'm truly blessed to be a part of those guys. They're, you know, great kids and kids that work hard every day. And, you know, you can't start talking about our players unless you start talking about Nate Adams, who's our quarterback. And he's an exceptional young player. He's very talented, very athletic, throws the ball really well, runs the ball really well. And, you know, and I talk about him on offense, but he's probably a better defensive player than he is anything. He's a shutdown corner, does a great job covering people over there. People don't throw at him very much. He's one of the career leaders. He's high of interceptions in his career. He's just a junior. So, you know, it's very impressive to have him. And, you know, running back, we got Leighton Brown, who's a senior, and Aiden Soto, who's moved in here from Indiana. And both, you know, Leighton's a senior. Aiden is a junior, so that's two good kids back there running the ball. Worm Smith, Ben Maxfield, going to play our fullback position.
That's a football name here in Clay County.
Maxfield?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They're all good football players. And Ben's just, I think he may be the youngest one of them all. And he's a heck of a high school football player.
Going back to my teammate, Mr. Milton Maxfield.
Is that right?
Yeah,
there you go. It's been around a long time. Yeah, and then, you know, we are... wide receivers, you know, you got Weston Burble, Waylon Cherry, those guys are super. You got
been around forever.
Yes, sir. Nolan Adams, Andrew Smith, Cole Leeds, Logan Jennings. I just, you know, we got a lot of kids that's going to step up and play this year. And he's all about our tight end, and that's sophomore, and that's Reese Adams. He's just a very talented young man. In our lineman. Offensive lineman, we got Wyatt Browning, who plays right tackle, played for us last year. He's 286 pounds, plays basketball, very athletic young man. You got Hayden McGee, who's a three-year starter. He's playing guard for us. Austin Anderson playing center, and Austin's been moved around. He's played tight end. He's played B-back, fullback. He's been moved around. I think we found a place at center that he really likes, and he's really good at it. A sophomore, Colton Brown, who's going to play left guard for us, and then Parker Smith, who's a senior. He's another big tackle. He's 260-something pounds. And I got Rowan Holloway, who can play there, Caleb Weir, Ernesto Sanchez, Caden Strong. All those guys can come in at any time and play for us, and very good football players. And you know, I didn't mention Hayden Adams, who can play run fullback and play nose guard, and you know, and just people. We're going to mix people up a lot and find the right combination and get our groove on and see what we can do.
Okay, you've had an injury this fall.
Yes, sir. Parker Smith, our left tackle, he broke a bone in his hand first practice. But he's got a cast, but he's still playing. Hopefully, he's actually at the doctor right now, and hopefully they'll take that cast off, I hope so. But if they don't, it's okay. He's learned to play with that cast on. We just padded up real good. And Worm Smith actually got hurt on Tuesday. Thought he had broke his collarbone, but he's good, and then he's good to go. Then Lance Burchett. Lance was going to be one of our starters at wideout and defensive back, and Lance just had a freak injury that first scrimmage and stuck his hand out and broke both bones in his forearm and put a couple plates in there. But, you know, he was at the hospital, and Lance said, "You tell him to get the playoffs, I'll be there." So, I mean, it's the type of attitude that kid has, and I know he'll be back to help us before it's over with.
So, but other than that, everything's in pretty good shape.
Absolutely, yes, sir. Everything's good, and you know we're learning. We're learning. And, you know, you got to mesh everything together, and I think we'll be better at the end of the season than we are at the first of the season. But, you know, we got to figure ourselves out and you know what we're going to do, and I think we will.
Okay, I tell you what, let's work in a couple more commercials. We'll come back here and we'll talk about what we're going to run on offense and defense. Talk a little bit about exactly what we can look forward to seeing.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information, 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Everyone, a quick rundown on one of our last year's players we hadn't talked about, and that is John Hamilton.
Yes, sir. John is doing. He's at Tennessee Tech, and they've been going through fall camp. Actually, got a text from Coach Alexander, the head coach, yesterday, and he said that John Hamilton is doing great. He's a second team on special teams right now, and he's a third team tight end, and said they'd probably be traveling with those guys and. I know John is loving it. I talked to his daddy a little bit, and he said he's loving it. And it's been a good thing for John to go down there. And he's super talented and super athletic, and he's doing a great job down there. And they're tickled to death to have him at Tennessee Tech.
And that raw pattern is there. And now when they get through with him in a few years, there's no telling. Of course, he'll be totally unrecognizable.
Absolutely. I think he's already put on some weight, you know, in the weight room, and they feed you well. He'll eat, I guarantee you that.
Yeah, but that's great news.
And, yes, it is.
And, you know, hopefully we'll get some support out for him. With, you know, any time we get our local athletes over Tennessee Tech, we got to get out and support them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Go see those guys play. I mean, they bring a lot of pride, I'm telling you.
Yes. Okay, now, our defense this year.
Yes, sir.
The scheme of the defense, kind of what?
Kind of like it was last year. We're running a five, you can call it a 5-2, or you can call it a 3-4, however you want to call it. What we'll do is we'll have three down linemen. We rely on the quickness of Hayden Adams down there at nose guard. Very quick, very explosive off the ball. You got two big tackles, and you got four linebackers. And those guys kind of can set the game. And then sometimes we'll run a 3-3 where we have three linemen and three linebackers stacked behind them. It's a stack kind of. We kind of blitz a lot out of that set the offense.
Okay, you know, and with that, you know, with single A football, you know, the old traditional line up there across there, tight end, or not tight end, defensive end, guard, tackle, center, and they had all your big meat across the front line, and then a couple of two linebackers,
yes.
I believe, in
yes,
those
sir.
Days, and then your safeties.
Yes, sir.
That's something. You can't find the people to fill positions in an old thing like that, can you?
It's totally different now. It's apex into a lot of different things now. And you do a lot more blitzing. You do a lot of things that try to get your kids in the right position. And kids are just are different than they were in the old days. And, you know, it was a matter of lining up and just whipping somebody. It's not about that anymore. It's about being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, I know you mentioned some of those kids are big kids, but I know a kid like Weston Birdwell. Back many years ago, he would have been stuck in the line there probably.
Right.
Or a middle guard or something
right,
like that.
Right. He's
his size, and he's got good size, but
absolutely.
Also he's got some quickness, speed.
He does, and he's very athletic, and you know he loves to work out. He works out all the time, even after practice, and you look at him, you can tell that kid's a football player, and he really gets after it. And you know, putting him at wide receiver and at the safety position, that's kind of scary. I'm telling you, that kid that size when they're playing.
Okay, and one thing we haven't talked about: what about our kicking game this year?
Well, you had to bring that up. We ain't the best kicking game in the world, I'm telling you. We're getting better though. Nate Adams is punting for us, and he does a really good job. Noah Adams is our returner. He does a super job. He sees the field kind of like Alec does. He did. You know, he's just not as fast yet as Alec, but he does see the field really well. Our kicker is Reese Adams, and Reese has gotten a lot better. We still have our times that we struggle, but, you know, we just don't have just a pure kicker. Maybe we will one of these days, but, you know, I think the biggest thing that you can get out of that is from a soccer player.
Right.
And we don't have the soccer teams here, so, you know, that kind of hurts us a little bit, but maybe we'll get that in the future.
You know, sometimes if one of them comes along, man, that would have made a great kicker, but, you know, they're not interested in, like, I guess maybe the contact or something
that's right.
Along with it.
Exactly right. Now, you know, I was very blessed at Livingston to always have kids who play soccer that come out and did a great job. And they didn't care anything about anything else. They just wanted to kick. And I was all for that. You know?
Yeah, come on.
Little less I have to worry about.
We won't make you tackle or anything. Just here and kick the ball.
Exactly.
You know, and one of the things, you know, I noticed as a fan and looking over the years, the number of close ball games that we would either be awful, awful close or we would come out on the short end because we couldn't kick one point extra point. We had to try for the 2 points, and we were so one-sided down there.
Right. It's such
a part. It came nearly impossible to get a two-point conversion.
Right. It's such a vital part of the game, and people take it for granted that you can, you know, you got a kicker and you can kick the extra point. It's a lot harder than everybody thinks. You know, there's a lot of pressure on you, the timing, everything. You got to put it all together. So very difficult unless you have that kid that just does it all the time. And you talk about Reese having to kick extra points. I mean, he don't come off the field. He plays, starts with offense. He starts with defense. And, you know, I'm sure the last thing on his mind is kicking. You know, so, you know, you got to be focused, and it's tough. It makes it tough.
Well, you know, over the years, if you look back, you know, like I said, I've got a lot of years to look back over, and I know a lot of our quarterbacks over the years were also our extra point kickers. And it seemed like, you know, they were the most dedicated player out there was that quarterback. And I remember over the years, too, that, you know, beginning when kids were real, real small, it seemed like our coaches would find that smartest, best athlete and make them a quarterback.
Yeah.
And they could, and of course they were the kids that didn't care to stay an extra 30 minutes every day.
Right.
And just,
work a little harder.
Work on extra points and things like that over the years. And like you've got now, your quarterback is involved in the kicking game.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, that, and of course, that quarterback, I mean, he has to be your smartest player on the field.
Absolutely. And he is. I'm telling you, Nate is an extremely intelligent young man.
Okay, now let's jump on the other side and talk a little bit about offense.
Offense is, kind of the same thing we ran last year. We'll probably throw the ball a little bit more this year. We don't have the big, strong running back like we have with Joseph Markham, but we got running back by committee with the Leighton Brown and Aiden Soto. They both run the ball extremely hard. But, you know, we'll probably throw the ball a little more. Because we got some athletes on the outside, and you know Nate does a good job getting the ball out there to them, and very accurate with the ball, and his arm's gotten a lot stronger. So, you know, I see us throwing the ball a little bit more, and we'll still do the running game. Got to do that running game. But Coach Maynard and I both are big running fan, running plays. But we'll do a lot of that. But I think we'll be more probably 60-40 throwing the ball.
Okay, and looking back at defense, have we got that interception man this year?
Hey, Nate Adams, they throw to him, he's going to pick it. I'm going to tell you right now, he is great at covering people.
And I guess, is he kind of like Alec, or maybe that he thinks with his feet?
Absolutely.
You know, and I know you've seen those kids, and
yes.
and their feet do something, and you know that their brain didn't have anything to do with it. that their feet had to know what to do.
I don't know if he's about it, because he thinks about everything he does. I'm telling you, Nate's, like I said, he's a super intelligent young man.
And because like we're coming off of, you know, record-breaking kids and
yes,
interceptions,
sir.
Yeah. Yards after interception and all those kind of things.
Yes.
And I know we had a couple of our players that, whether they got the ball or not, they got tackled pretty quick as soon as the ball was
yes,
kicked
sir. Punted. You know, we had Jimmy back here. Jimmy was great at intercepting the ball. So was Alec. And, you know, we missed those guys. We're going to miss them. But, you know, it's time for these other ones to step up and play.
Well, you know, it's that time.
It is. Yes, sir.
And, you know, in talking about the kicking game, I think we had one of the most famous kicking games here at Salina High School many years ago against Macon County. Mr. Dobbin Fowler was the quarterback and the kicker, and we had a football game where both teams lost more yards than they gained, and Dobbin was a minus 15 yards in punting. His punt was straight up there and then bounced backwards, but we won the ball game 3-2.
That's like a baseball score.
That was one that made national papers, I think. I don't know if there's ever been a game like that. Well, Coach, winding up, and what we got now to look forward to? I mean, the most important thing you think folks need to look at when they come here?
Hey, just come out and cheer on these kids. I mean, they work hard, and they want to make you guys proud, and they always do. And they're going to come out and give it everything they got. And, you know, we talked about numerous times about what's across the front of their jersey, and it says Clay County, and you know, there's a lot of pride in that, and a lot of people played at Clay County, whether basketball or football, and, you know, I know you still got pride in that. Just come out and support these kids and help them out and, you know, cheer them on. I tell you, I coached a long time. This is my 30th year. Last year, we came out against Gordonsville, and when we came walking out to play them, they had that little gravel road to the fields all lined up, and that was probably the coolest thing I've ever seen. And I've played since I was 12 years old, and I'm 54 now. And I'll tell you, it brings the tears to my eyes every time I talk about it, just because, you know, the support. And it's a great thing.
What do you think about all those folks lined up down there in their chairs, that getting as close to the field as they can?
I love it. I'm glad they're on my side. That's right now. I hope they don't ever turn against me. I'm glad they're on my side.
You know, that's an old traditional thing. I know for many in the old football field out Salina High School, I don't know whether you ever played there or not, but we lined up behind the goal post when you went in, all the way up and down the field.
Yes, sir.
And you had to be careful if you didn't run out on the field. But it's a little bit different over it. It's a little less personal, the fields are anymore than they used to be.
Right.
But I know that group that gathers up down there, and you look out there, and the same folks are sitting pretty close in their chairs every week.
Every week,
and
yes, sir.
They're ready to stand up, start cheering and hollering for their
absolutely
for their Clay County Bulldogs.
Yes, sir. Love it. I love it.
And we are so proud of them, and thankful that we've got you here with us, working with us.
Thank
and,
you.
And
thank
that
you,
the staff you've put together. And I guess we will accept Jimmy Maynard after all these years.
At least for a little while.
At least for a little while. With that, Coach, I think we're about to run out of time. And if you'll just, off the top of your head, give me a number between 1 and 4.
I will say 2.
Silas Key.
Silas Key, there you go.
Has won the birthday prize. And with that, you need to come over by the chamber office, pick up an envelope. And with that, we've about got everything put back where it belongs, got the doors all shut down and everything back. And we'll just say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here on WVFB 101.5, Kick Country. And until then, good day, Clay County.